Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Lane Bajardi, and here are today's top local stories.
This is not a great day for working outdoors wearing protective gear, and for some, indoors isn't much better.
In the stifling heat and humidity, it's bad enough being outside. Electrical workers, part of Local 3, trying to keep their projects going. But their Adam Kurz tells me working inside, not necessarily any relief. In fact, it could be worse.
So they own the air conditioning, and the building in many cases will turn that air movement off, and they don't want to run through a construction site. They don't want to run their air and circulate their air through their equipment. So they will shut that down for us. So we're subject to no air conditioning conditions. Sometimes we get fans to move air around, but you're blowing around hot air.
Now, whether the project's inside or out, each worker going through at least a gallon of water a day, looking out for each other. If anybody starts to slur their words, for example, they're taken off the job site. Glenn Shuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM in Midtown.
Father arrested for repeatedly stabbing his 17-year-old daughter in the Bronx last night. The NYPD says the two got into an argument outside a building on East 182nd Street in East Tremont when she ran into the building. Police say the father followed, and while she tried to close the door on him, he gained entry, stabbed her in the back. Sources tell 1010 Winds Juan Victoria de Aleo is in custody with charges pending. There's a new scam targeting seniors on Long Island. A stranger offers help before telling a sad story of needing assistance cashing in a winning lottery ticket.
There are a few people leaving the grocery store here in Roosevelt and walking down Nassau Road in this extreme heat. And this is how authorities say a 76-year-old woman was scammed. Shoppers here say there are scammers everywhere.
I mostly bring my mom to the store. She don't have to really worry about none of that.
After a man walked up to the woman, he offered to carry her groceries. She was very happy about this. But when the two arrived at her house, the man told her he could not cash his winning lottery ticket. He asked for her help. She agreed. The man then told the victim she needed to give him jewelry and money as collateral. The victim gave him $2,000.
The children have to be with their elderly parents and help them out.
Sophia Hall, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Roosevelt, Long Island.
Speaking of scams, here's an update about the one where people are sent bogus text messages about paying unpaid parking tickets. Brooklyn DA Eric Gonzalez says his virtual currency unit has taken down 11 web domains that were connected to this. The domains hosted official-looking websites where people could follow the text message link to enter their financial information if they believed the bogus message that they needed to immediately pay their city parking tickets. Users taken to a site that claimed to operate as NYC City Pay, looking for name, date of birth, driver's license, credit and debit card numbers, essentially everything a scammer needs to take your money and identity. Bottom line, while these domains are down, others may pop up, so don't fall for this scam. The city's not going to text you asking to pay the parking ticket. And while you're parking your car, here's a reminder to take your valuables with you.
Haley Elwood is pleading for the return of a necklace that was taken from her car when it was stolen outside her apartment. The necklace that hung from the car's rearview mirror held ashes of her late brother.
Once I realized that that was gone, every ounce of, like, self-control and every ounce of controlling my emotions was gone.
Elwood found her ransacked car not far from her apartment. Raleigh police say some $2,000 worth of items were stolen.
Correspondent Jim Crisula. Yes, today is National Pina Colada Day.
If you like pina coladas.
It seems many Americans do. The drink was first invented at Caribe Hilton in San Juan, Puerto Rico in 1954. It's made with rum, coconut cream, and pineapple juice. Hilton recently conducted a survey on the vacation drink of champions. It finds 82% of Americans say a piña colada reminds them of a specific vacation. 65% would drink one any time of day. And 36% consider the drink a substitute for their daily fruit intake. Only on vacation, of course. Wendy Gillette, CBS News.
Mayor Adams spending millions to help clean up city parks, which will hopefully make things more pleasant for people outside during a heat wave.
The 100 dirtiest spots in parks across the city are getting a boost, with 240 maintenance jobs added for weekend and night cleaning work. Deputy Mayor Mira Joshi.
So restrooms are available, trash is picked up, and the maintenance of our parks mirrors our lifestyle.
She says it's important because people are in parks long past 3 p.m. when the first cleaning shift ends.
Our outdoor space, there are backyards. They need to be in order, they need to be accessible, and they need to be inviting.
City Hall is also investing $160 million to rebuild the Brownsville Recreation Center into a state-of-the-art facility. Mac Rosenberg, 1010 Winds. I'm 92.3 FM.
A guilty plea today from the leader of an MS-13 gang clique who mounted a reign of terror in Brentwood, Long Island. Alexei Sands entering a guilty plea in federal court in Central Islip after prosecutors withdrew an attempt to seek the death penalty. Sands admitted to racketeering and firearms charges in connection with 8 murders, including the 2016 killings of 2 high school girls. Prosecutors say he ordered the deaths of 15-year-old Nisa Missions and 16-year-old Kayla Cuevas in 2016. A gunman who opened fire on 2 people sitting in a car early this morning in Crotona Park.
Police are taking a close look at the silver Chevy Malibu with Pennsylvania plates. It's roped off right here on Hoe Avenue, and we see at least 7 bullet holes that hit this car, 4 of them that went through the backseat passenger side window, as detectives are trying to piece together exactly what happened here. They say a 39-year-old woman was shot in the shoulder, and a 35-year-old man was shot in both the back and the shoulder. Both of them were sitting in the car at the time of the shooting, and they are expected to survive. Coco has lived on this block for 8 years and says it's not even the neighbors causing the violence.
I mean, I love my peoples in the block, but it's like people coming from somewhere else and they're bringing it over here.
Marilyn Buckley, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Crotona Park.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.